SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
At 2 a.m. most mornings, Damien Galuzzo is hard at work collecting fresh produce from Sydney markets. For the past 30 years, Mr. Galuzzo and his brother Joe have run an iconic grocery business in Sydney's Inner West, locally famous for its street-side displays of fresh fruit and vegetables.
That's the secret of the success. We go to the market 6 days a week. We pick everything fresh. We have a good look and we taste fruit, especially the fruit. Very hard work. Yeah, very hard work.
It's a winning formula that keeps customers coming back, as Balmain resident Renee Jordan-Hawkins explains.
My daughter-in-law put me onto it, and I won't go anywhere else. I've been coming here for 8 years, and the freshness is fantastic. It's fresh every day.
But Mr. Galuzzo says he's tired of 14-hour days, and at 52, he's ready to retire. His kids don't want to take it on, so he's gradually handing over to new owners. Even so, old habits are hard to break.
Even though I've sold the business, I'll still get up at 1:30 in the morning to go to the markets, because, you know, that's what I'm used to and that's what I love, and it's very exciting there that time in the morning. It's like a different world.
It may be the end of an era, but the Galuzzo family remain proud of the business that was started 90 years ago by grandfather Salvatore, a migrant from Italy's Calabria. The doors opened in 1934 during the Great Depression, when unemployment in New South Wales hit a staggering 32%. It wasn't easy being a migrant from Italy in those difficult days, as Mr. Galuzzo often heard growing up.
He worked and saved money to buy the place here, but being a new Australian in a very Anglo area, it was very hard. But my grandfather pushed through it, and you know, he made a lot of friends.
Those friends stayed loyal as Salvatore Galuzzo grew the venture, eventually handing the reins to his son Frank, who later passed it on to his sons Joe and Damien.
I'm the youngest of seven, the baby boy of seven, growing up in the family, six brothers and one sister. That was fantastic growing up here and living above the shop. We all lived upstairs. Part of our routine was to go help in the shop. After school, we used to come home and mop the floors and do the rubbish. And yeah, that was pretty much our lives growing up.
Though Mr. Galuzzo's qualified for mechanical engineering and dreamed of designing cars, he started full-time in the family business after finishing high school at the age of 18.
Doing what my grandfather did, but they did 7 days. We did 7 days, but we stopped doing 7 days, and they were open till like 10 at night. We're only open till 7:30, 7 o'clock at night.
And those aren't the only changes. Computers have replaced the record books now, and more recently, the Galuzzo brothers expanded into small goods too.
Now we have a deli, and now it's of Italian influence, and we stock a lot of pastas and cheeses and small goods and cold meats. So it gives a value add for people.
But Mr. Galuzzo says their best move was finding the Flaminios, another pair of brothers with Italian heritage, to take over the business this year.
We're so glad that we found Dan and Josh. It was very good that we found another two brothers to pass on the business to. Everything just fell in place, all the stars aligned. And, you know, having such a business for 90 years and to pass that on to these two boys and with the same, well, more eager attitude, because I said before we're getting tired, they've got energy and vision, which is what this place needs.
With a background in food and hospitality, the Flaminio brothers are well placed to expand the iconic business. And Daniel Flaminio says there are other similarities.
Well, the coincidence runs deep. My initials D, Josh's initials is obviously J. The boys had initials of D and J. Little did we know, they went to Christian Brothers Lewisham High School, and that's where Josh and I went.
The Flaminio family migrated in the 1950s from Italy's Abruzzo, east of Rome. Drawing on those traditions, Josh Flaminio says they have big plans to extend the store's deli offerings.
We've had plenty of exposure in the small goods side, and then obviously growing up in an Italian household, you've got your nonno and nonno, and specifically nonna's cooking and utilising all this beautiful produce and small goods as well.
We've got visions of doing a made-to-order panini bar inside the deli. We want to introduce a fresh fruit salad, fresh juice bar. Yeah, so we've got a lot of ideas. We want to open up the deli side where people can see inside the store more.
Like most family business owners, they're cautious about expanding too fast in current economic conditions. Daniel Flaminio explains.
To purchase an iconic store like this, it's a humongous risk. Rome wasn't built in a day, and this business has been tremendously successful for 90 years, and we don't want to upset too many people too soon. But yeah, look, currently what we're working on is focusing on the wholesale side of the business as well, so cafes, restaurants, pubs, clubs.
Like most of Australia's 2.5 million small businesses, this year the Galuzzo Grocery operated in tougher times. Damien Galuzzo.
Nothing's cheap to run a business these days, and you have to watch every penny. The cost of running a business, that's where everything costs. You've got electricity, you've got your utilities, you know, you've got wages. My brother and I, when the tough times, we helped and supported each other, and hopefully Dan and Josh, they'll understand and do the same thing, and that'll get them through the hard times.
As new owners, the Flaminios remain upbeat and hope to guide the Glebe Grocery into and beyond its first century.
If Josh and I are around in the next 10 years and we haven't killed ourselves, then we will celebrate an amazing party for the 100th year.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.